Cannabis. What does the law say in Washington? Introduction. Laws about the use of cannabis are changing rapidly and can be confusing. Laws differ by type of use, such as medical or adult use, sometimes called recreational use, and they also vary by state. While many states allow for the medical use of cannabis, and an increasing number of states have legalized cannabis for adult use, cannabis use remains illegal at the federal level, and adult use cannabis is illegal for individuals who are under the age of 21. Parents or those in a parenting role and teens are often unclear about the laws and have misconceptions about the consequences of breaking the laws. Let's explore the laws regarding cannabis use in Washington state and discuss scenarios that you, as a parent or someone in a parenting role, might encounter. Note that certain localities may have stricter laws, ordinances, that laws change, and that this information is not a substitute for legal advice. In Washington state, cannabis use is legal for adults who are at least 21 years old. Using or possessing cannabis is illegal for people under the age of 21 unless medically authorized. So, what exactly is illegal? For minors under the age of 21, it is illegal for someone under the age of 21 to possess, manufacture, sell, or consume cannabis or cannabis-infused products unless they are authorized as a qualifying patient by a healthcare professional, a resident of the state of Washington, entered into the Medical Marijuana Authorization Database, and have a recognition card. It is illegal to drive under the influence of cannabis. For adults ages 21 and older, adults 21 years and older can possess and use cannabis for medical and adult use purposes. Adults 21 years and older can purchase up to 1 ounce of usable cannabis, the harvested flowers or bud, 16 ounces of cannabis-infused edibles in solid form, 72 ounces in liquid form, and 7 grams of cannabis concentrates. Adults 21 years and older can possess cannabis-related drug paraphernalia. Cannabis can only be sold and purchased at state-licensed retail stores. No one under the age of 21 is allowed on the retail premises. It is illegal to consume cannabis in view of the public. It is illegal to provide someone under the age of 21 with cannabis unless you are the parent or guardian and are a designated provider for a minor who is a qualifying patient and holds a recognition card. It is illegal to drive under the influence of cannabis. It is illegal to take cannabis outside of Washington. Legal consequences. Depending on current laws and other factors, breaking laws regarding cannabis possession and use may result in criminal or civil charges, and penalties range from deferred sentences to fines to imprisonment. Driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol is illegal, and the legal system treats driving under the influence charges similarly, regardless of the substance. That is, driving under the influence of any drug or substance, whether the substance is alcohol or cannabis, has similar legal consequences. Penalties can include jail and fines. What if scenarios? What if my child or teen encounters a cannabis plant at a friend or neighbor's home? Can they try it? It is illegal for a person under the age of 21 to use or possess cannabis unless they have a recognition card. And it is not a good idea for young people to even just try cannabis, as such use is a risk factor for additional substance misuse, falling behind in school, and other negative consequences. Encourage your child or teen to avoid using cannabis. You might also consider asking other adults, such as the parents of your child's or teen's friends, if they have cannabis in their home and if it is accessible to children and teens who are visiting. What if my child or teen is at a party where others are smoking cannabis, but they are not? Would my child or teen get in trouble even if they weren't using cannabis? No. According to Washington state law, your child or teen may not be arrested for being around others who are consuming cannabis if they have not consumed it and are not in possession. However, they could be violating their school's athletic and activities code of conduct policy, which would not have legal consequences, but would have consequences at school. Cannabis use in adolescence can have a range of negative impacts, from increased likelihood of dropping out of high school to increased risk of mental health issues and greater potential for addiction in adulthood. I use cannabis to relieve stress and help me sleep. Since cannabis is legal in Washington, I think it is okay. I think cannabis would also help my teenager with their stress and anxiety. Can I let my teen try cannabis for stress relief? No, unless your teen has been authorized as a qualifying patient and has their recognition card, and you are authorized as their designated provider, it is illegal for people under the age of 21 to use cannabis. What if my child or teen consumes cannabis at a friend's house and is planning to drive home? How long does my child or teen need to wait before they can drive safely? The most straightforward answer is to tell your child or teen that if they have used cannabis, they should not drive. Establish family rules to never drive after using cannabis, alcohol, or any substance or medication that impairs. Similarly, tell your child or teen never to ride with someone who has been using cannabis or drinking alcohol. Discuss the dangers of such behaviors. When establishing family rules, you can talk about your expectations, develop consequences for such behaviors, and discuss alternative behaviors you support, such as calling you for a ride or alternative transportation options. Assure your child or teen that there will be no negative repercussions if they choose to call you for a ride. Engaging your child or teen in conversations about these behaviors, discussing various situations that might arise, and talking through how to handle those situations can support your child or teen in high-stress situations. Driving impaired or riding with a driver who is impaired is dangerous. For more information, go to https://www.cdc.gov/parents-are-the-key/agreement/index.html or https://www.nhtsa.gov/road-safety/teen-driving. In closing, as a parent or someone in a parenting role, you make a lot of decisions about what is acceptable or not acceptable for your child or teen regarding cannabis use. Knowing the laws and ordinances in your community and state can help you decide what is best for your child or teen. But even if something is legal, it may not be safe for your child or teen. As a parent or someone in a parenting role, you are key to helping your child prevent harm associated with cannabis and other substances. By implementing strategies such as talking and listening, establishing rules, modeling positive behavior, monitoring, and clarifying misperceptions, you can make a difference in your child's or teen's life. Find out more. Underage drinking. What does the law say? Why teens shouldn't use cannabis? Is my child using drugs? What do I do? Download and print the At a Glance resource highlighting key information about cannabis. Center for Health and Safety Culture, 2024. Cannabis, what does the law say? Retrieved from https://www.toolsforyourchildsuccess.org.